I don't mean to act any more after this time. I'm getting too old for such things, observed Meg, who was as much a child as ever about dressing up frolics. You won't stop, I know, as long as you can trail around with a white comb, with your hair down, and wear a gold pepper jelly. You're the best actress we've got, and there will be an end of everything if you quit the boats, said Joe. We ought to rehearse tonight. Come here, Amy, and do the fading scene, for you as stiff as a poker in that. I can't help it. I never saw anyone fade, and I don't choose to make myself all black and blue, tumbling flat as you do. If I can go down easily, I'll drop. If I can't, I shall fall into a chair and be graceful. I don't care if Hugo does come at me with a pistol, returned Amy, who was not gifted by dramatic power, but was chosen because she was small enough to be borne out of shrieking by the villain of the piece. Do it this way. Clasp your hands so, staggered across the room, crying frantically, Rodrigo, save me, save me! And away went Joe, with a melodic, dramatic scream, which was truly thrilling.